76 4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey investors, more breaking news on gold and silver supply. Reports suggest China and India are trying to corner the market on physical gold and silver. Here's Kevin DeMeritt to report.
Well, Larry, in a recent interview, billionaire fund manager Eric Sprott tells us in 1 month, China purchased 85% of the physical gold produced and India bought 16% of the physical silver.
Did he say what that could do to their prices?
He said sometime this year, and I quote, the price of gold goes north of $2,000 and silver could quickly go over $50 an ounce.
Can our listeners get this report?
We'd be glad to send the report. Plus, we'll even send concerned listeners a free 1 gram pure silver bar to show how sincere we are about this prediction.
Folks, for the free report by Eric Sprott and a free 1 gram bar of pure silver, call Lear Capital today at 1-800-673-8203. This is a very limited offer and only available to the first 50 callers, so call now, 1-800-673-8203. That's 800-673-8203. 1-800-673-8203.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows, and I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream, and while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right, if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
Martin Kilcoin here.
Along with John Carney, guess what? We're getting out of the studio.
Swing around Funtown in Fenton from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd.
Looking forward to that. Bringing a golf club for a little swing around mini golf. We're also going to do the batting cages, and they've also got bumper boats, and I can't wait to throw you into one of those.
A fun Friday field trip for both of us.
So join us. Recap Friday, October 3rd. Martin from 10 to 1.
Carney Show from 1 till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
bodily fluids.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 1st. That seems kind of weird to be saying October, but it's the October 1st edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now with 7 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Ask anybody who's had to have their vehicles put back together about the quality of the work at Schaefer, and you'll hear the same praises and people going on about a great... You'll see. Every 7 years, they say, you'll see. That's how often the average person has to put a car in the body shop every 7 years. And now, a round of introductions. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take to retire comfortably, then you need to sit down for a free consultation with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know who's in the house? Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I just talked to my daughter, Alyssa, and she was telling me about a hockey game tonight that they have. But she said, the last thing she said was, okay, I might talk to you later. Tell Frank hi.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's taken all these years.
Yeah.
She's hated me all these years, and now she's starting to like me. Wow, that made my day. Thank you, Alyssa. Wow, how old is she, 17?
Yeah, she'll be 18 in December.
It took a while. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Susan from the adult fun plaything store, Patricia's, bought us some very interesting DVDs and gadgets. And she had something custom made for Rat Boy. I'm not going to get too specific, but it's something that gets inserted somewhere, specially made. What's it made out of, Red Boy?
Cheese.
Cheese. It's called the Cheeser Pleaser.
Oh. Cheese dough.
Cheese dough.
See, I got it. I got what you did.
Yeah.
I don't know that everybody would, but I got it. How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
The Cheeser Pleaser.
Yeah. It takes C-cell batteries. That's all I'll tell you. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now, I personally have had work done. I would say a conservative, reasonable estimate would be 8 times in the last 10 years.
I just picked up my car Monday.
Yeah, now the average person goes to a body shop every 7 years. I've been in 8 times in about 10 years. So what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. 4 of them were deer strikes. And then I bumped into a really good-looking woman down here about 2 blocks away from this building because I wasn't paying attention. And I thought she was going, and she put her brake lights on, and I hit her. I was kind of glad I did because after she got out of the car, I thought, hey, let's talk a while. Let's swap information. And let me see what – oh, I backed into a steel pole at a casino parking lot. Just put a great big V crease in the back of my car. So I've been in a few times. Every time they went to Schaefer, and every time when I called the insurance agency, they know now not to even, okay, I get, you're taking it to Schaefer. I said, yeah, I am. And most insurance companies, Schaefer's at the top of their list. If you don't suggest it, they probably will. But remember, if they don't, you have every right to say, hey, this vehicle is going to Schaefer because I want this done right. When I get it back, I want to be able to forget this ever happened. And I don't want to walk out to my car and see something not quite right. You go, oh, shoot, ever since the accident, the hood is not exactly, you know what I'm talking about. And if you do, you've been going to the wrong place. And then we haven't even mentioned all the going above and beyond type services they do, helping you with the insurance and the rental car. And if your car's not drivable, they'll come get it and they'll take you home and on and on and on. They're very good at what they do. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. A couple days ago, Martin Kilcoin, who has a show here.
What?
I heard
from Channel 2?
Yes, I heard him say, they're trying a new experiment. They just recently trying to put TV people on the radio, see how that goes. Something new here.
That's weird.
What's next? Putting radio people on TV?
Yeah, that's crazy talk. That's crazy. But I heard him say something. He said somebody asked him, he said, oh, you work at KTRS. Are you and Frank Opinion friends?
Yeah.
And he said, no, we're colleagues. And that's a very...
I'd say that's true.
That is absolutely true.
You've never spent any time outside of this place with Mark.
But it made me wonder, what is it that constitutes a friend? So we're friends. People say that a lot when they're really... I hear people do commercials, they go, go see my friends down at, you know, Ajax Carpet Cleaning. They're not their friends. They don't even know the people. It's just something they're doing a commercial for. But if I said to you, Peon, how many friends do you have?
I would say... 6 or 7.
That's a good answer.
Close friends.
Dan, friends.
Yeah, I would say about 5 or 6.
See,
close friends.
It's one thing to be an acquaintance or a work colleague, But I thought his answer was a good one, that we're colleagues. And I'm sure he wonders, you know, why we're not friends. Well, Martin, I'm not really friends with anybody. I'm a weird guy. And I'm not one of those join the club and be part of the gang and go to this luncheon and that thing. But, yeah, we are colleagues. And we don't dislike each other.
There are acquaintances. When Peon said six or seven close friends, there are people that you confide in and you can talk to and tell almost anything to.
Well, that's a friend. That's not an acquaintance.
Yeah, but then you have other friends that you're in a circle with, but that you won't share certain things with. And yeah, I think
it amounts to how much time have you spent with somebody. I hear people go, oh, he's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And they met him once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a friend of mine. No, he's not. You met him once or twice.
I mean, I think you could pretty much boil it down to, let's say you were given 6 tickets to whatever event, a sporting event.
Right.
Who would the 5 other people you would call? I would say that would be your close friends.
There you go. That's a good example. But work is work. And I know some people think it's... Now, I would say we're friends, okay? We're friends.
We
work together. We're colleagues, but we're actually... except for Dan. You and I.
Well, I mean, you and I are friends.
Care for each other.
Yeah, thank you. Now, this is going to sound very weird, but I'm excited because I bought a pair of sunglasses yesterday. And I bought Maui Jim. I have not spent more than $10 on a pair of sunglasses in over 20 years. But I broke down because I've had all these eye things done and surgeries and whatever. And now I can see well enough that I don't need prescriptions. I can actually get cool sunglasses. So I got some Maui Jims with readers built in the bottom, like a tube.
Now you just guarantee that you're going to lose them or break them.
Well, they came in a great hard case that zips up, and I'm thinking because of that case, I won't scratch them up or break them. But it's pretty exciting to get to go and you know, people that wear prescription glasses can't just walk into a sunglasses store and see some really neat things. Well, I'll take them because I can't see out of them.
Where did you find those with the readers in the bottom?
Maui Jim will make them that way. You order them, and they'll just... That's the strength. Yeah, it was. I'm very excited about that. I know it's simple. It's a simple thing. Sometimes it doesn't take much. There's a guy named Michael Polkovich. He's a writer, and he has written an article that is going to upset a lot of people. But when I tell you what it is, it's going to spark some conversation, and maybe tomorrow, because tomorrow's talent show day and we also have some time, maybe we'll talk more about this. But in his findings, he says Jesus never existed as the Savior, Son of God. He says, yeah, guy named Jesus lived. This is the funny part. He says he thinks that Jesus lived about 7 B.C., Well, B.C. Is before Christ. He had to have lived 7 years before himself. That doesn't make any sense. But he says in 126 historical written texts about the first 3 centuries, he says no mention of anybody named Jesus. He says only one mention of Jesus in a book by Roman historian Joseph Flavius. But he said that was added later by editors. He says he's surprised, despite the alleged worldwide fame of Jesus, he calls him a mythical character. Hmm. Now, let me read you a couple of other. He says he's a fictional character invented by followers of Christianity to create a figure to worship. He says Jesus of Nazareth was nothing more than an urban legend. There are going to be a lot of people, if they, you know, encounter this guy's writings, who are going to be really upset by this. But Pian and I got to talking about some things that I think are good questions I've always had, and maybe tomorrow we'll kick them around, because I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, really, that Noah and the Ark thing and all the animals. I mean, I think if you're have half a brain, there are some things that you'd like some answers to. And maybe we'll have some people out there who can give us
then people will argue that you're supposed to have faith.
I understand.
It's a tough
very, very bizarre, weird story out of Little Rock. Did you see that real estate agent, that hot, good-looking 49-year-old real estate agent that this guy killed?
Yes. And that... that hits especially close home to me with Angela. She just started, within the last 6 months, she's become a real estate agent.
Now, we've heard stories before about some scumbag who makes an appointment with a realtor, and he specifically targets a hot, good-looking woman and goes, yeah, I'm interested in this property. And they meet him out there, and then they rape him or assault him. Or in this case, he killed her. He killed her. He made an appointment to go look at a house. She met him there, and he killed her. And he took her and buried her in a shallow grave. And they asked him, they asked him why, and here's what he said. I'll read you his direct quote. Because she was a woman who worked alone, and she was rich.
Yeah, a rich broker. Rich broker. That's what he called her.
Electric chair.
Let me tell you something, ladies. Like Peon said, his wife's a realtor. We live in a pretty scary world. If I were a female realtor and somebody said, yeah, I want to, I'd take somebody with me. I just would. You don't know, because you're in an empty,
and we've talked
in
about
an
that
empty
recently.
House.
Yeah.
It's real easy to say, let's go back and see the bedroom. And I don't know. That's a scary job, I would think. We have another ridiculous, they call it a craze. I'd like to believe it's not a craze. To me, a craze is something lots of teenagers do. It's sweeping the country. Let's hope that's not true with this. It's a dangerous new craze called the salt and ice burn. And kids are burning their skin by holding ice onto a layer of salt. Now, that can cause the temperature. It's like when they make homemade ice cream, they use salt, and it's colder. So check this out. They have reports of boys with severe blisters and required treatment. They describe what one kid told him. He said he was lying on his stomach. His brother and a friend poured salt in the shape of a cross on his back before pushing ice into it.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the game. See how long you can tolerate the pain.
The freeze pain. If you've ever put dry ice to your skin, it'll burn it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ice that can burn. And now they've got the challenge, like the salt and ice challenge, which has become popular on YouTube, to see how long you can withstand the pain. The boy had ice on his back for a few minutes, had severe blistering burns, needed to be hospitalized. What is wrong with these kids?
I don't know.
Yeah, I put this in the category with car surfing, standing on the car, and the car's doing 60 miles an hour, and then you fall off and you get killed. Well, okay, don't do that.
I think a lot of it has to do with I think the internet had a lot to do with it, because you don't just do this.
Unless you can
show. And tell people about it. You show. Film your. Right. It's all involving people seeing it online. And,
I'm glad I wasn't stupid. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I never did really stupid stuff.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad. All right. Now, check this. There's a lot. We got a lot of weirdos in the news lately. Get this one. Fresno, California. There's a chicken ranch. They raise chickens. Foster Farms. They're now searching out in California for whoever broke into the Foster Farms chicken ranch and used a golf club to kill over 900 chickens. 900! With a golf club. What kind of crazy lunatic goes in there and starts swinging and kills over... First of all, how long would it take to kill... Take a while.
Yeah.
To kill over 900 chickens. They suspect he pulled the fence back to get access to a chicken shed. And then once he was in there, he used a golf club. Says it's a random attack, just an unconscionable act of cruelty. The chicken producer is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the chicken hacker with a golf club. Now, here's another thing I don't get. It's an article that came out just a few days ago by Ryan Gorman. Here's what he says. Scientists now believe that the reason for that, you know, that cold winter we had last winter, that 10
right.
below zero, and there's another one they say on the way this year, the reason for the extreme cold snaps in North America, global warming.
Oh, well, that makes all the sense in the world.
Well, I'm too stupid to get how that works. The polar vortex that plunged into Canada and the U.S. last winter occurred because of melting polar ice, and that changed weather patterns. Okay.
Yeah, I think
kind of lost on that one.
I think they need to come up with a new name for it.
Yeah.
Climate change or whatever. To keep using global warming about freezing temperatures doesn't...
It confuses people
yes,
like
I
us
think it does.
Who don't know better. All right, before we get to the jokes, I hope the ladies listening are listening to this. This is these are the results of an extensive study, and the article is written by a woman named Jillian Kramer, and it's about porn. I think we all know that porn is easily accessible now. You don't have to get a magazine somewhere. If you've got a smartphone or computer, you can watch free porn. Anybody can.
You can?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that.
No.
Oh, yeah, you can. And but essentially what it says is that a woman, if your husband watches porn, there's no allowing or forbidding it, that it's actually common and that it's okay. And not only is it okay, that his porn consumption can fuel his desire to be with you.
Hmm. I can
see that. Strengthening
the
marriage.
I can see that.
In other words, he's getting all fired up for you.
Yeah.
And it says you might want to even consider checking it out with your husband, and then you both get fired up. These are not my words. These are not my words. It's from an expert. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to have the ladies come in twice because this is a very rare two-joke playhouse.
Whoa.
That's right. Count them. Because the joke I was going to do is so short and so quick, I thought, that's not fair. I'm cheating the audience. They're glued to their radios for a joke, and a one-minute or two-minute joke is not enough for my people, so there will be two. Joke number one, and these are both gay jokes, because as we said, Sunday was the last day that Clementine's was open, the first gay bar to open in the St. Louis area. And in honor of all the years of Clementine's, we decided to do every gay joke we could think of. Here's the first one. This guy's with his buddy, and his buddy notices he's wearing a brand new Rolex. And he says, Bob, is that a Rolex? He goes, yeah, that's a brand new. And he said, where'd you get it? He said, the lesbians next door. He said, you told me before you had a couple of really hot lesbians next door. They gave you a Rolex? He said, yeah. He said, why? He said, well, I guess they misheard me because one time I told them, I said, I want a watch. Get it?
Yeah.
Ladies, come in here again.
Ooh, that's nice.
What's the difference between a... Now, for those of you who don't know this, this is not a joke. There is a gay rodeo circuit. You knew this. I've seen the ads, gay rodeo, and they travel town to town, and it's all gay guys in the rodeo. What's the difference between a gay rodeo and the straight rodeo? Hmm. At the straight rodeo, they yell, ride that sucker.
All right, here's a guy that's going to give us some traffic information. Here's Tim Weiland.
I'll try.
I know.
All right, they've just cleared an accident on westbound 40 at Mason. Boy, things are really jammed up, though. You got the usual Kings Highway through McCausland, but now you're slow from just a little bit of west of 170 out through Mason. We're also a little bit heavy at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, drivers are slowing down to take a look, and you're jammed up from Clarkson up through 141. Southbound 170, you're stacking up now from Olive down through Highway 40. A little bit slow on westbound 44 between the Merrimack River Bridge out to 141. Eastbound 270 looks a lot better, just heavy from Lindbergh through 170. Westbound 70, a little bit slow from 170 past the airport, also from the Earth City Expressway out through 94. Downtown eastbound 40 is still jamming up. Now it looks like it's from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, and you're going to be slow all the way through the 70 split. Now, they have cleared the accident eastbound 64 of 111, but you're heavy from the 70 split to about 25th Street. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Walmart has GE 60-watt replacement soft white bulbs with the same soft white shine you love, but they use up to 28% less energy. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Talk Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 West 4th Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend DynaGreen Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want DynaGreen. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Center are your local authorized DynaGreen dealer.
Try Denny's 4 meals for $4. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's. Welcome to America's Diner.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Hey kids, it's Mike Evans time. That's right, gather round. As we find out who's doing what in the world of Hollyweird, Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. There's a chocolate chip cookie in the Smokehouse Market called Tate's, T-A-T-E-S. Very few places can you find this cookie. It is the best, it comes a bag of them, the best chocolate chip cookie I have ever had outside of just eating raw chocolate chip cookie dough with cold milk. And you'll see. Tate's, just one of 1,000 things in that smokehouse that you will be so glad you discovered. And again, it's right next door to Annie Gunn's Restaurant, both in Chesterfield Valley. I know he's raring to go in the imaginary green room. He walks from there to here. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it up. Get in.
Oh, man, I'm staring for the
Kansas City Wonder game yesterday.
And for the listeners, we're staring at the radar monitor. There's a mass of stuff coming our way, rain and storms and stuff. So
really?
Yeah, thought I'd throw that in for anybody who's out running around tonight.
Be careful. Go home.
Take an umbrella, you bet.
Pockwood's question, name the name of the Hollywood parents who hope and pray that their kids never follow their footsteps in show business. Is it Johnny Depp, Britney Spears, Matt Damon, or all the above or none of the above?
I don't like those.
I've never done it before.
Yeah, you've done that before.
No, right? I've never done all the above or none of the above.
We don't like it.
You don't like it.
We don't. I speak for all.
No, the listeners
I speak for the
it.
People.
They mean, they're falling over themselves. They're honking horns, folks, driving down 70 right now, yeah, yelling and screaming. They're so happy.
Folks,
about
if you don't like it, it's Mike. It's Evans. What is it? Evansradio@AOL.com. Yeah, Evansradio@AOL.com.
You can write me, tell how much you like it, and I appreciate it, and I'll write you back.
Or how much you hate it. Okay, go
TV
ahead.
TV ratings. Shocker. Shocker!
All right.
ABC's David Muir beat NBC Brian Williams in all the important demos. CBS remains a district third. Let's face it. ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly News, they're all horrible.
I like Brian Williams.
I mean, but the news itself, it's just government babble.
No, I don't like the content.
The content is hideous. I like Brian, and he's a very nice, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
But it's just horrible news. It isn't even news. It's just, I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the world we live in nowadays.
Let me write that down.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Well, thank
well
you.
Said.
That was a beautiful thing. Yeah. That's what you call, you know what they call that?
That's insight. That's the world we live in.
TV movie in the works, Super Bowl at 50. It's a docudrama. Look back at all the Super Bowls and how they came together, and a look at the NFL since 1920. A docudrama made for TV, Super Bowl at 50.
Yeah.
And a rare book review on the same theme, Roselle, the biography. The complete story about probably the best commissioner NFL's ever had, Pete Rozelle, written by the greatest living sports writer and my friend Jerry Eisenberg of the New York Post, who has covered every Super Bowl. What a book. It is fabulous. The Rozelle biography, you can get it at Amazon, anywhere books are sold. 4 stars. I couldn't put it down, and I don't read books very often. Hey, I love this book.
Hey, do I remember seeing recently that Super Bowl 50, they're not going to use the Roman numerals because it's just an L, I believe.
It is an L.
It looks stupid, so I read you're going to see it as Super Bowl 5-0 will be the only year where they don't do the Roman numerals. I think do away with them for good.
Why not?
Yeah,
what the heck?
The
who cares?
You look up there, XVI, VIL, something, you go, what the heck?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, just use the 50 and keep using it and do 51 next year.
You and me, homie. You and me, Franco, we're on the same page.
Same thing with the end of movies. When the movie's over and it says copyright, MXCLVI. So, just put 1987.
Absolutely.
All right.
Odds and ends, people swear that Bruce Jenner was wearing a training bra last weekend when he went out to dinner with
people. I would not be surprised.
A training bra.
Wow.
George Clooney telling friends he wants to be a daddy as soon as possible. Oh. Told you last week that this week Mila Kunis would have her baby. She had a baby girl this afternoon.
That's beautiful.
Ariana Grande continues to be the biggest jerk in Hollywood. She won't. This is unbelievable. She won't be asked back to Saturday Night Live. They call her a maintenance problem. And she demanded that a lobby of about 100 people at a hotel be cleared out before she and her entourage entered.
Yeah, well, I got news for her. I've never even heard of her.
Thank you.
I saw her Saturday night, and she has the privilege of being on the worst SNL ever.
Thank you. Yeah, that show is over.
Oh, my goodness, it was horrible.
It didn't even, I mean, not only is it not funny, it's almost embarrassing
to watch. I never even smiled. And I've watched Saturday Night Live since it started, and I'm a big fan. This is the worst.
So, this date in Hollywood history, do you like this feature I brought on?
We sure do, Mike.
Good. October 1st, back in 1962. Johnny Carson.
Who is this?
It's Johnny Carson. Can't you tell?
Johnny Carson. hosted The Tonight Show for the first time. Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show for 29 years, 7 months, and 21 days.
Long run.
It is. 1962, Brian Epstein signed the Beatles as their manager. It was a 10-year deal, but he died after just 5 years. But a lot of people believe from 62 to when Brian died in 67, it was Brian Epstein that really made the Beatles the Beatles.
I would agree.
But my favorite, and because it's baseball season, I love it because St. Louis is the best baseball city in America. You really are. You really absolutely are.
You got that
it's
right.
A shame you're going to get your arse kicked by the L.A. Dodgers.
Well, we'll see about that.
My favorite is, on this date, 1932 World Series, Babe Ruth, stepped out of the batter's box at Wrigley Field, fifth inning, 0-2 count, pointed to the center field, and hit the only home run that was called ahead of time on this date, 1932.
Okay, and now you know. Somebody used to end a segment like that, mm-hmm. And now you know.
Good night.
No, that was now you know the rest of the story.
Is that true? Was that the Harley for a little boy that was in the hospital?
Yeah, is that a true story?
Yeah, Timmy was his name.
Now, see, that almost makes it sound fake. Yeah, really, Timmy.
Good night. And finally.
Do that,
and when it comes to an end, I'm worried about the storms down there.
Do that Paul Harvey again.
Good night.
Well, it's not too bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Give him a round of applause.
In the name of the Hollywood parents, I hope their kids never follow in their footsteps into show business. Johnny Depp, Britney Spears, Matt Damon, all of the above. None of the above.
I'll say all of the above.
Matt Damon.
All the above.
The answer is all the above.
I hate that.
See, now, I never used to say it. I would
don't ever
not,
do
and
those
and
again.
I go all the above, and you go, well, that isn't even an option.
And I'm,
so now
right,
I throw in the option, all the above, and all the above, and you still don't give to your daddy
right
any
right now,
love.
The texts and emails are pouring in. I'll read them to you. I hate that segment. Here's another one. Tell Mike to never do that again. Here's another just like him. See, he can't take it.
No, he should have waited till he was done. Yeah. To he
cannot
that.
Take it.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, man, if you tell him, hey, everybody, do me a big favor. It's evansradio@aol.com. Flood him with emails and tell him how much you hate those pop quiz words. You got a choice of all the above or none of the above. I can't stand those things. Those aren't any fun. So just bombard him with how much you can't stand it. It'll drive him insane. And you know what he'll say? You made him do that. You only did it because you had him do it. Yeah, who cares? He'll do it anyway. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I will be dining there in just a couple of weeks with Thompson Price and his wife and a couple who are loyal listeners. And this is a really interesting story. And had a kitchen remodeled or something, and so we're all going to kind of celebrate all that together at Annie Gunn's, and I look forward to that. And then I have another one coming up for a charity bidder that we'll be having. My goal is to eat at Annie Gunn's on other people's dollars for the rest of my life, as long as I can. Well, that'd be great. I have a couple of favorite things there, but we'll get into that another time. Thompson Price will be at that dinner with us, and his wife, Candy. And these are a couple of just really solid, nice people. And the reason I think that's important is when I find out that people who run a business are just decent, honest people, I feel that much better about talking about them. And I've been lucky that way because those are the kind of people I speak for. Now, I will tell you this. If you try to get Mr. Price to cut some corners, meaning let's put some cheap stuff here and cheap stuff there, and this doesn't have to be really quality, he's not going to be interested in that job. He wants to do it right. And if your reaction to that is, yeah, well, he wants you to spend money. No, you're going to spend money, but he wants you to be happy with what both you and he decide is the perfect project and came out exactly the way you wanted it to. And to make that happen, you have to be a perfectionist. And he and his people are. They're perfectionists. So be ready for the process. The process that involves asking a lot of questions to make sure that kitchen just isn't something you're thrilled about now and next week and next month, but years and years and years from now. You want to do it right? You want your money's worth? Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out everything else you need to know, including where the showroom is and pictures of some of what can be done at thompsonprice.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, most of the highways have cleared out. Still a little slowdown on northbound 170 between Highway 70 and Airport Road, but the worst is Highway 40. They've just cleared a stall on eastbound 40 east of Clayton-Warson. You're jammed up from about 270 through Clayton-Warson. You're also slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, and then eastbound 5564 slows from the bridge to the 70 split. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 64 at 111. Westbound 40, you're still running slow. Kings Highway through McCausland, 170 out through 270 in Mason, but then it's a good run as you make your way out towards the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now a lot of rights by Jamal Mayer.
Mayer's in across the Minnesota line. He scores!
This is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Can you believe hockey is back? This Wednesday, Hockey Sense, our first show of the season.
And we've got scores signed, folks. We're ready to go.
Join us this Wednesday for our first show. It's Hockey Sense, live from O.B. Clark's at 7 o'clock, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Schmidl's Nursery has been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 20 years and is offering 20% off on over 2,000 trees. Fall is here, and it's an ideal time to plant. Visit Schmidl's Nursery at the corner of Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine, or at schmidlsnursery.com.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday between 4 and 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS, broadcasting live from St. Louis home fires, talking tips, techniques, and all things barbecue.
All right, the three of us just took a vote. And we voted to do this again tomorrow. It was unanimous. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great, I don't mean just a good or an average. I mean have a great Wednesday evening. Everybody.
Shark Tank.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A group of local African-American political leaders make their endorsement in the race for St. Louis County Executive. Why they're encouraging other African-American voters to do the same. The investigation into the shooting death of Michael Brown has ended when the grand jury is expected to make a decision. A Lincoln County man arrested for growing marijuana in his attic. The role his neighbor played in the drug bust. First on Fox, severe weather moving into the western edges of the viewing area. Let's go straight to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray, who's been tracking the storms for us. Dave, how's it looking out there?
An interesting afternoon and evening. Temperatures back into the 80s, well into the 80s this afternoon, pushing close to our record of 91 degrees in 1952 for the first day of October. Now the unsettled weather pattern is starting to come alive as we head into about 30.